grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let me tell you this. It's going to be a bad sermon. Because I have the wrong text. I have on my notes here, Palm Sunday, but I have a Mark 10, 35 to 45 text, and I don't know how in the world that happened. But you have to bear with me today. It's going to be terrible. Maybe I shouldn't tell you that. But it's not going to be good. Now, pronunciation is a good thing. We hear people mispronouncing names. And there never was a class at the seminary in pronunciation. You know, they think that all those little things they put on the words, you know, lines like this, two dots, and all that is sufficient, but it's not. But here in our text today, they are going to take Jesus into Jerusalem, or into Jerusalem, and he's going to go there, and he's going to come down Main Street, and on each side of the street, there are crowds of people. They're shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And they're going to come down there, and they're going into the city. Now, there are many quotations in Scripture about this and Christ coming into the city. But in order to do that, he had to have an animal. Not any animal, but he had to have a donkey. That was the beast of kings. And he had to have one. And so he's going down Main Street, and the people are lining the curbs. "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And that's what Jesus did. He came in the name of the Lord. His coming was promised before the world. His coming was promised when they said there's going to be a Savior coming who's going to redeem the world. And now it was time for this Savior to come. And so he goes there to a stable in Jerusalem, and the disciples say, We need an animal for Jesus to ride in on. And the guy shows him, "Here's one? No. Here's one? No. That won't work. No, no, no." Until they finally find one. And the one that they found was one upon which no one had ever ridden before. It was significant of kingship. And here comes Jesus, the King, the Lord, the Creator, coming down with this special beast. And so they came, and the people are shouting, "Hosanna, God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And it's a real celebration. Now, the Jews had a long history of festivals. And so they were used to that. But here comes Jesus, who was more than a king. He was the king of creation. And how do you welcome him? What do you say? Well, they said, Hosanna! Jesus, Hosanna! You're blessed! And we're blessed too, because you come in the name of the Lord. And so, Christ came. Now, if you look at the texts that are in the bulletin, they don't sound very Palm Sunday to me. There's no palm waving, there's none of that stuff. Just get a donkey and they come. Now I'm going to tell you a story that I've never told before. And I think you might find it a little amusing. My brother was named after my mother's brother, Charlie. And I was named after my father's brother, whose name was Winfred D. Kelly. And we called him Uncle Windy. Now, wouldn't that have been great if I would have been Pastor Winfred or Windy Kelly? Now, unfortunately, I'm not as windy as I should be. I keep hammering the text. Gotta get more words, gotta get more words, gotta get more words. In fact, I had someone tell me once, your sermons aren't long enough. Well, that was Dumb John. And they lived to regret that, or people, because he said that to me then, I try extra hard to get these sermons longer, which I don't often do. But now, here it comes. It's time for Jesus to come into Jerusalem. Why? Because he's going to be crucified there on Friday. And so they're going to praise his coming. Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And we don't often see that blessing. We know in our minds that Jesus is Savior and all that, but do we know what it really actually means to be the Redeemer? See, a long time ago, Adam and Eve sinned. And their sin didn't end with them. It was passed on to their children and their children and their children through the DNA of people. Right up to the present time. And the only way of getting rid of that promise was for God to send a Savior. Now, we celebrated that his coming at Christmas. But then he had to come again on Palm Sunday. He had to mount up on a special horse and ride into the city. because he is going to sacrifice himself for the sins of the world. And what do you say to that? Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so I have used a real Palm Sunday hymn instead of the one about the power. And so we thank God that his Son has come to seek and to save us and to redeem us from all of our sins. And because of that, we can say, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.